coming today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast.
And they say diamonds are forever, and maybe diamonds are. But unfortunately, with more than a million people a year, I think there's a divorce every 13 seconds or something, marriages are not forever.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free. Welcome to today's podcast. Today's topic is With This Ring, I Move On with Worthy's public relations guru, Judy Herbst. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. We're thrilled today to have Judy with us. Judy is an experienced brand leader and PR maven. I love that word, maven. And she really is. She knows how to help companies and individuals connect with their audience. Judy's worked with such iconic brands as Tiffany & Company, American Girl, Madam Alexander, and she's currently the Director of Public Relations and Partnerships for Worthy.com, which is one of the internet's premier online diamond and jewelry reselling auction platforms. In addition to being an online resource for reselling jewelry, and just so you know, they've handled more than 300,000 items so far, valued at almost $2 billion for their clients. But under Judy's guiding hand, Worthy has also become a trusted resource for individuals going through divorce through its popular social media posts, its private Facebook support group. They sponsor in-person events with experts. They have their own podcast, and their latest venture, which is very exciting, is the Fresh Start Fitness Program, which was designed with celebrity fitness trainer Jennifer Giamo. So in so many ways, Judy and Worthy.com offer support, guidance, and resources for people to thrive both during and after divorce. And we're so happy to have you here today, Judy. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here. And thank you for that amazing welcome. It is really a tribute to everything that we're all doing that it makes such wonderful sense to be here today. So thank you.
Well, Judy, welcome from me as well. And they say diamonds are forever, and maybe diamonds are. But unfortunately, with more than a million people a year, I think there's a divorce every 13 seconds or something, marriages are not forever. So Worthy has made a name for itself, from what I understand, in a market for people to resell those diamond engagement rings that they now don't necessarily want to wear anymore. Interestingly, I think a lot of people actually overlook this area. You know, they're not really sure what to do with their engagement rings. Or we just were talking to somebody recently who said that somebody tried to pay their lawyer with an engagement ring, which your lawyers probably don't want the engagement ring. But it is a huge asset, and it could be a huge aid to people either when they're thinking about hiring an attorney or going through that divorce or even after the divorce to start their new life. So can you tell our listeners a little more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Worthy is really ingenious. It is an online platform that's an auction house that is consumer to business. So there's nothing like this in the marketplace. If you were to think about selling your diamond, which many people who are going through a divorce don't even recognize their ring as a financial asset. We recently did a study and ask the women. 64% of the women we surveyed, which was over 1,700 women, 64%, which is a huge number, did not think of their ring as a financial asset. There's still so much emotion attached to that ring because it was a gift, and they get it in such a romantic, loving way that is, you know, so many, for many of them, 10, 15 years ago, that they don't know what to do with that ring, but they are sitting with this asset. So Worthy really launched in 2014. It's a startup online. It's really a technology company where we wanted to build transparency and honesty and really find a place to sell jewelry. And in this case, everyone needed a place to sell diamond rings. That seemed to be the one item that everyone was coming and searching online. Where do I sell my diamond ring? So if you go back to just starting a business and searching on the internet, Google search, where do I sell my diamond ring? It was all the local jewelry stores, wherever you might be living. So I'm in New York City. Where do people go? 47th Street. It's kind of scary as a woman to walk 47th Street with a ring and haggle, what are you going to give me, without even knowing what you had. And that was really the premise for starting Worthy, is that our founder, Benny DiCallo, really wanted to disrupt a traditional business. So think of it almost like the Airbnb of the diamond industry. So Airbnb was a platform disrupting the hotel industry, or Uber disrupting, you know, the taxi and limousine industry. We are doing the same with the traditional diamond industry. We're taking the resale online with an auction. And what do you need for the buyers, which are professional buyers on that marketplace side, to sell, is you need to authenticate the diamond. So that's what we did. We created this marketplace. And as you said, how many divorces every 13 seconds? Divorce always happens. It's a pain. It's a pain of, where do I sell my ring? There's no really great place to sell it. Because the jewelry stores, as I said, those local stores in, say, Indianapolis, they don't even want to buy it back because the jewelry stores only want to sell. They don't want to buy back your jewelry because they don't know what to do with it. So the idea of selling consumer to business was really the aha moment, making it technology, using technology to make it very easy and convenient, really answered, and we're solving a problem. And we're bringing a solution to women that are looking to sell their diamonds. So that became the audience of women looking to sell their diamonds. And when we dug deeper to understand who was that person, because we're just not here to sell diamonds. We decided it was important to understand the person behind the jewelry and understand her needs and understand what her journey is. And she was a divorced woman who was looking for transparency, honesty, empathy. She needed something quick and easy that she could trust. And that's really the premise for the Worthy platform.
I think it's so interesting because I have to, you know, as Rebecca mentioned earlier, as a divorce attorney, I can count the number of times on one hand where a client, where the engagement ring was actually even an issue in the divorce. It's usually something that people just take off during this difficult time because, as you said, Judy, it's a symbol of a happy time, and it gets put in a drawer, it gets put in a jewelry box, it gets put in the safe and set aside. And I have had a few clients in the past talk about, you know, trying to sell it. But I think, as you point out, that's a difficult thing. I know that Worthy works off of a luxury auction format. And I did not know that what that was. But recently, as you know, I just sold my home through the luxury auction format. And in fact, I'm working on an article right now for Worthy because of the similarities through the process. And I know I was really nervous going into that process to try something so different from what I understood. And so specific to that luxury auction process, could you describe how that works for our clients?
Yes. So what Worthy wanted to do was take the friction out of and all the hurdles out of someone wanting to sell their ring. So what are those hurdles are, oh my goodness, how do I send my ring through the mail and trust someone sending it through the mail? That was the first hurdle. So being a premium, as you said, luxury online platform, we know we're working with real people and real women. So we did focus groups initially as we were building out what would be the right way to build the perfect experience, because it is all about the experience of how we can deliver our trust. And it was delivering to them a prepaid shipping label. We work with FedEx, so we will help make do VIP. We will set up the appointment for you. If you cannot get to a FedEx location yourself, we will set up the appointment on your behalf to have them meet you at your office, at your home, have FedEx come and pick up your package. We will also, we can arrange shipping kits because you may not have the shipping materials or the box in your house to put together the package. So if upon request, we can send all the shipping materials directly to you, make the appointment, so you ship it in. And it's all done. FedEx is, we all feel very secure with FedEx. We insure with Lloyd's of London up to $100,000. When it comes into our offices, everything is under camera every step of the way, from check-in from FedEx through our process here. So what we do is, I think what you saw with your luxury home sales, we do everything up front for you. So we can put your ring, your valuable on auction in the best way possible. So we have in-house professional photography that we do in-house. We clean in-house. If it's a stone that's typically over a 3/4 carat, we really recommend having the stone unmounted so it can get a GIA report. A GIA report is the Gemological Institute of America. They are the world-renowned standard for identifying the scientific characteristics of the diamond. So very different than an appraisal. I think many people are used to, I have an appraisal on my ring, and that's what I want to sell it for. So there's a vast difference, and Worthy really works to educate the seller. And our goal is to give the woman who's selling her ring all the facts on what her ring is, and that's what a grading report does. And with that third-party grading report, professional photography, that is what we put up for auction. And it's a two-day auction, and the buyers bid on, you set your minimum, you have an auction manager who works with you so you can understand the grading report. Because what I find so interesting is, and this was even me with my ring, you might always think you have a 2-carat ring because it could be total weight, which is how the industry sells. They sell total weight. But when you're going to resell, it's really important to know the sum of your parts, to know that the center stone might only be 1.8 and your side stones are 0.2 each. And that's really important because that changes the whole characteristics of your ring, and Worthy is going to identify the sum of all the parts. So it's the center stone plus the side stones plus the metal weight is what you will be getting the credit for and what goes up for auction. And that's exactly what the buyers see.
So you mentioned one thing that sort of addresses one of the biggest fears that I had in selling my home was I was afraid by putting it on auction that I was going to get stuck having to accept a price that wasn't satisfactory to me. And you mentioned you set a minimum amount or a minimum acceptable price. What is that?
So based on the grading report and understanding what similar items, what similar stones have been selling on our platform. So we have now a history of what stones are selling, diamonds are selling on the platform. We can give you a recommendation of saying your ring, similar items, similar stones have sold within this range. You might want to set your minimum. But we let you, because this came out of speaking to the women and the controls, is we want you to be in control. And that was really, really important. If you can imagine coming off a divorce when you can kind of feel you lose control and you weren't in control, the majority are probably women who we have heard are not in control or they feel they lost that control. The key is be in control, set your minimum where you feel most comfortable. So even if we say the range is 2 to 3 or 4 to 5, if you want 5, put 5 as your minimum. It's still set, you know your range, but it goes out to bidding. The buyers do not see the minimum. So the buyers will bid and you will see what the fair market is going to offer you based on the stats of your ring that we're putting out there and the photography. So you're going to have, we have 750 plus buyers on our platform. That's from around the world. We have buyers across the US. We have buyers sitting in India, in London, in Israel that are bidding. So that to me is phenomenal, to be sitting in your home versus just going to your corner local jeweler and having the potential of multiple eyeballs from serious buyers bidding on your ring. So that to me is the beauty of the auction. And yes, if the minimum is met and it can exceed the minimum, it's sold. But if the minimum is met, it is sold. And we've had stories. I have a client, Monica, we wrote a story about her. She sold her ring. She put down, I think we gave her range of like 10 to 15. She went at the high and said, I'm going to put 15. The ring sold for $25,000 because some buyer across the country who she never would have had potential to go to liked that stone and knew that they could repurpose it. And that is what our buyer side of the marketplace is doing. They are wholesalers, they're dealers, they're independent jewelry stores, and they can purchase one diamond at a time, which is very unique in the world of in the diamond industry. So they love being on our site. Many of the buyers think it's like a game because it's an auction and they're mining the US marketplace and they're seeing and they get to bid. It's 2-day auctions. We have auctions every single day. And any typical day, we could have 100 items up for auction. And the buyers get to sort through the different size stones. So from a seller's perspective, it's actually to your advantage to put up for auction. Put a bid, put a minimum that you are most comfortable with, so you stay in control. And then you can say yes or no to the auction, which is what I love to say, because in my back of the head, you started out saying yes to the dress. Yeah. So now say yes to your, auction.
Yes to the sale.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I love how you've thought of everything. I especially love that you have the cameras in it, everything. When you said that, I thought, wow, that's brilliant, because I actually, this wasn't something that happened to me personally, but it was another attorney that I knew. She had, it was a husband who had a Rolex and she was in possession of it. And somebody came by to pick all the stuff up and deliver it to the other attorney. And somewhere along the line, the Rolex ended up missing. And she ended up having to deal with that as far as her own liability. And I remember sitting in court, like behind her in a hearing, having to explain this. And I thought, oh God, what a nightmare for her. So the fact that you guys have cameras, I think, is actually really, really brilliant, because now you don't have to worry about that conversation, you know? So
I think that's so important, coupled with the insurance. So working with Lloyd's London, thing is insured up to $100,000.
Yeah, so, you've really thought of everything, which is, I think, really brilliant.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com. Also, make sure to download your free meditation at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation. Coming up, more from Susan, Rebecca, and Judy on With This Ring, I Move On.
And I loved one of the women who was a financial planner said, whatever you get from the ring, do a third, a third, a third. Pay down debt, put some and use it for a new memory and making something special with you and your family. And the other, invest. And the last third, invest.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including Maybe You Really Are Better Apart with noted attorney and author Gabrielle Hartley.
I would suggest that getting divorced can be the point where we can launch our lives forward, and that your life can become even better than it was. So not only does it not have to be ruinous, your divorce can actually be a transformative opportunity, although I know it does not feel like an opportunity when it's happening.
And now we return to today's show.
So from what I understand, about 90% of Worthy's clients are probably women, right? And and that corresponds to the fact that after divorce, most women do keep their engagement and wedding rings. In fact, the way the law works is that if you're given an engagement ring and you don't end up getting married, then you have to return the engagement ring. It's the separate property of the other person. It's kind of like consideration, or it is consideration for the marriage contract. So if you go through with getting married and you've accepted this person's proposal, then you end up getting to keep the engagement ring. Because you accepted the proposal, so now, and you went through, you got married, so now you get to keep the engagement ring. So that's how the law works with that. So that's why most women end up with the engagement ring, because it is their own separate property at that point. It's considered non-marital property or separate property. So perhaps as an outgrowth of this female focus, Worthy recently conducted apparently the first large-scale focus solely on women's finances study looking at the divorce journey. And I know that the results of this study are available on Worthy.com, but if you could highlight some of the notable results that you found for our listeners.
Yes, no, absolutely. The study was really... we conducted it in April over Financial Awareness Month, and we worked with a certified financial planner to really help us build the scope of our questions. And we found some really phenomenal, insightful information that I almost say it's a good lesson for someone who actually is getting married, because these are the concerns of all the people going through divorce. So it's a very, very interesting. What blew my mind, some of my aha stats are that 22% of the women we surveyed abdicated the financial responsibility to their spouse. So these are women that are smart, intelligent, college educated, live across the U.S., but once they got married, they abdicated their financial responsibility. So that to me was, wow, that's almost a quarter, a fifth of the, 22%. That was a larger number than we had expected. Also, coming out of the positive side was when we asked people as they went through the divorce journey, what were they doing? 44% said they were reinventing themselves. They were using the moment of divorce to pivot and really focus on themselves. And the idea of reinvention is a really key word. And we're seeing that now so much around the Me Too movement and focusing on women's empowerment is about reinvention. And the core age group that really are selling their rings with us at Worthy is around a 43-year-old woman. So if you think about it, at 43, reinvention is really important. These are like the boomers. We're looking at our next chapters and our next careers. Many of the women are going through empty nesting, not just divorce at the same time. So I think that was a really key and insightful, the idea of reinvention. And then the other key was, not many people, as I said initially, 64% did not recognize their ring as a financial asset, which it really becomes a great financial opportunity to move forward and think about the positive use of the money to grow, because women today are divorcing in their 40s and 50s, and the lifespan is now for women into the upper 80s. So there is a good 40 additional years for that money to grow. And as we've all said, that ring is sitting in a lingerie drawer, in a sock drawer. I've had stories of women telling me their jewelry is sitting in their handbag in the top closet behind a bunch of other stuff so no one will find it. I'm like, oh my God. Even if you think it was $10,000 and you only get five, it's sitting in your lingerie drawer at zero. Imagine, and this is where the financial planning comes in, what you can do with that money. We've had great stories, and I love those stories because they're always so different, but it always focuses on finances and career, because reinvention is about career. But stories of helping your family. So looking also to use the money to pay down debt, help your family, help with college. And I loved one of the women who was a financial planner said, whatever you get from the ring, do a third, a third, a third. Pay down debt, put some and use it for a new memory and making something special with you and your family. And the other, invest. And the last third, invest. So that was, you know, everyone has their own way of doing it depending on what they sell. But if it's $3,000, $1,000, $1,000, $1,000. But always think of doing something for yourself. And it's so interesting because I used to have a boss back at American Girl. She was just a great mentor to me. And Ann Maddox would tell me, when you get a bonus, don't put it all in savings. Take a piece of it and do something special for you. And I always remember that, even if it was, you know, that's that self-purchase. That's that self, you know, thinking of you.
Give yourself a little reward.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's like, what are you working for anyway, right? I mean,
yeah, well, there's that theory. I've always thought that it's wonderful. And certainly one thing I know, Lori Itkin, who is the certified divorce financial analyst that you worked with, she's in San Diego. I know one of the things she identified in there is that many women do not save for retirement or have not paid a lot of attention to saving for retirement. So that's another thing that selling the ring can help, you know, start that nest egg. But I like the idea of also taking a little bit, you know, to help you to move forward, to do that reinvention, you know, that new or a change in career. So many women, especially the percentage you were talking about, Judy, that have sort of abdicated the finances to their husband, they get, now you're divorced and now you need to get back in charge of your own world and your own finances, but you often need to get back into the working world.
And I think, Morgan, you nailed it. Susan, you nailed it. And one of the other stats, which is sort of like a big aha as well, is when you're divorced, 94% of the divorcees needed to advance their career in some sort of way. So if that was while, if they were working, they needed to find ways to make additional money, ask for a raise. And again, these are women now in their 40s and 50s. So there are more and more women who need to go back to work after having been a stay-at-home mom and now are nervous about living on one income, which is one of the biggest fears. 46% are nervous about living on one income. They do need to get back to work. So the workforce needs to really welcome women coming off a divorce because they can be such great assets to companies because they are looking for jobs, and 91% of them are going back to work in some sort of level if they're not advancing their career, going back for additional certifications, studies. And because of that, because it was so important to us at Worthy, we launched, and we saw this early on, that there were no scholarships for women that were 30 and over. And one of the things I'm most proud of at Worthy is being able to put in place the Worthy Women's Professional Scholarship Program. It's in its third year. We just actually closed the application process for 2018. We'll open it again for 2019, probably in March or April. But we award three scholarships, $2,500, $1,500, and $1,000. And it's to help women really pay down some of their new opportunities as they're going to back to school.
That's amazing. I love that. Kudos to you and to Worthy for doing that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that is amazing. We have only like a minute or two left, I think. So I just wanted to have you quickly highlight a little bit about the recent event that you did, Worthy Women Thrive Summit, and just talk a little bit about that, and also your partnership with Jennifer Giamo, who we mentioned in the beginning.
No, absolutely. What we really are learning as we speak to these women every single day and through the study, there were key areas of sort of knowledge and education that everyone was looking for. And the term, the idea of thriving, everyone was reinventing to thrive and move forward. It's all about positivity and changing the conversation of divorce to a positive one. And that sort of was the impetus for the Worthy Women's Thrive Summit, and to focus on finances, to be financially independent. So we had a financial expert. We had an expert on relationships. So Vicki Ziegler joined us to talk about relationships. We spoke about health and wellness, which was really important, and not to be forgotten about self, taking care of yourself, sort of that self-love. And Jennifer Giamo, who is a certified trainer and celeb trainer as well, based here in New York City, helped us develop something very unique, was our own Fresh Start Fitness program, which is focused on the divorced woman. And it speaks to you as a divorced woman, giving you really, I want to say, like a hug. So while there's meditation out there and yoga is out there. So Jennifer designed this program, and it's 10 minutes of meditation, and it's a strength program. It's all online. It's all free. It's something you can do on your own in your privacy of your own home. We say that you can go back and just pick one of the programs and just do it over and over again. And it's, I have to tell you, so many people, my sister who is divorced and I helped her through her divorce, loves the program. She really finds it very relaxing, inspiring, and empowering to her. So I do give a shout out to everyone to really go try it and download the program. And it's five different steps. There's a nutritional element to it as well. And you will enjoy it. And it's really for any woman, but it really is dedicated to helping you heal and thrive through divorce.
That's as you know, Judy, and our listeners know, Rebecca and I also believe in that holistic approach to thriving through divorce. And that's what our Breaking Free Mediation centers on, that mindfulness approach. So we applaud Worthy for coming up with the program. And I know you just mentioned it's free. How can our listeners access the Fresh Start Fitness program?
So they can visit the Worthy blog, and on the Worthy blog, they'll find links to Fresh Start Fitness. And we also have the Worthy podcast, which everyone can enjoy and listen as well. And Jennifer Giamo has been a guest on our podcast. So the Worthy podcast is divorce and everything else you can handle. So it's a really great podcast. We love everyone to visit and take a listen.
And if they want, listeners want to reach out to Worthy to talk about selling an engagement ring or other jewelry, do they go to the website?
Come to the website, visit us at worthy.com. You can start the process if you know what your ring is. There's a whole submission page, sell my ring. And then a success agent, a customer service rep can contact you. But you can initially begin everything online. So basically, it's open 24/7. We have a sales team here that can help you every step of the way as well. And come visit us. The blog is also terrific and chock full of information with many of our experts who just really rank beautifully, and real, authentic women that are just sharing their stories.
Thank you, Judy. And we'll be sure to put this all in our show notes as well, which is breakingfree.com moderndivorcepodcast.podbean.com so that they can get all that information there. Also, thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.